Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, October 24th. And Mr. President, how about that homecoming?
It was something else, Kelly. It was, they just keep topping it year in, year out. Just a huge thanks and congratulations to the Alumni Association of Oklahoma State University, as well as our students. The planning that goes into this, the fundraising, the execution, from the walk around on Friday nights to the Sea of Orange parade, and of course the game, is monumental, and it's frankly an excellent education for our students.
And the outcome of the game wasn't half bad either.
No, that worked out real well. Although it's bittersweet when we learned Monday that J.W. Walsh had a season-ending knee injury. I mean, we've just really had a time with that. And what was especially, well, unnerving about the whole idea is that he had been hurt apparently in the first quarter and ended up playing through the pain for the rest of the game. And honestly, I thought he looked great in the fourth quarter. We had a huge, huge crowd at Walk Around. Last year was about 80,000. They think this year was about 83,000. The house decorations get more amazing, more intricate every single year. This Sea of Orange parade near the break of dawn on Saturday because of the 11 a.m. kickoff went off without a hitch. Huge crowds out there for being so early and pretty cold. Max Bunyard, an OSU alum and the retired Army Lieutenant General, was our parade grand marshal. And in the parade were members of the 45th Infantry who had just recently returned from Iraq. So it was a great honor to have them. They got a huge ovation, as they certainly deserved.
Let's turn to the OSU Spears School of Business. Their annual speaker series continues to draw some of the top names in politics, in business, and elsewhere.
It does indeed. You know, one of the things we think is important as a land-grant university is to provide our state with a perspective on the nation and the world. And our business school, the Spears School of Business, is hosting Robert Gates. Robert Gates has been at the absolute center of a lot of the events of our time. He was with the CIA for 26 years. He served on the National Security Council under George H.W. Bush. He was director of the CIA. He later was a colleague of mine at Texas A&M University, where he was president. He came later and was part of the Iraq Study Group, the bipartisan commission, chaired by James Baker and Lee Hamilton. He was the first pick as the first director of national intelligence, but he declined that. Of course, he was Secretary of Defense replacing Donald Rumsfeld. And he was confirmed with bipartisan support, which was no easy feat after the Rumsfeld Secretariat. So we're really excited to have Robert Gates. He will speak in Tulsa as well as Oklahoma City, and then, of course, on our Stillwater campus, visit with our students, and I'll be doing an inside OSU with Secretary Gates.
And finally, President Hargis, I know you wanted to recognize the loss of a very special man in the history of Oklahoma City.
Well, we did indeed. We lost Ray Ackerman last week. Ray Ackerman was really the cheerleader for Oklahoma City. Those who have seen and been amazed by the Oklahoma River, this North Canadian River, need to know that that was the brainchild of Ray Ackerman. He was the one that pushed for the study to show that ditch would hold water. It not only holds water today, but it hosts the National Olympic Training Center for the U.S. Olympics. And Ray was... But it was everything. It was just throughout his career. He was 90 years old, started one of the most prominent advertising agencies in the nation, and was much beloved by everyone. We're, of course, sad to see Ray leave us, but we were delighted to be there for the appreciation service.